Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Joining us, now we're getting a little bit more serious.
I know.
Okay, stop screwing around.
Oh, that first hour was tough. That was
fun.
Well, we didn't have a brain in the room.
Now we do.
She brought one for, I don't know who gets it. Who's the scarecrow here?
Lorena? I always want to say Lorena. Lorena.
It's Lorena, yeah.
Lorena. Tipping, Brain Center of Green Bay, Cognitive Stimulation.
Yeah.
We had so much fun with you last time, which sounds crazy. We're having some great fun with this cognitive thing, you know? But it is. I mean, maybe I shouldn't say fun. It's fascinating, the different aspects of this. So go ahead and take it away for a couple of minutes.
Tell us again what you do. I know you're located on Webster Avenue and it's a service, but go ahead.
Absolutely. So we're the Brain Center of Green Bay. So we work with anyone that has a brain.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah,
this is the only time I'm going to interrupt.
Still qualify? can I still come?
You done? Is there such a thing as brain food?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, there are healthy. So our brain wants two different things. It wants sugar, right?
Okay.
Or ketones, like healthy fats.
Okay.
So that's how we want to make our brain stronger, by giving it the healthy nutrition and food.
And
so
then does that correspondingly make you feel good? Gives you your endorphins?
Yeah. How do you feel at Thanksgiving when you eat carbs and mashed potatoes and you just want to sleep after, right?
Right.
And how do you feel if you have a salad for lunch?
Hungry.
That's true. Hungry.
that is kind of true. But they're that brain food. Remember that guy in Manitowoc, Natural Ovens? He came out with his brain muffins.
That's right.
We talked about him a little bit a couple days ago. But his thing was, it was just getting, you know, nutrition, food. And I don't know that they were actual, but he had tests to back him up that if you eat these in the morning, but if you eat that versus nothing, right, you're probably going to do a little bit better.
Yeah, anyway, absolutely.
So what do you...
We promised we were not going to interrupt you for 2 minutes.
Well, yeah,
but this is fun. That's why I brought in this replica brain.
Okay.
Should I pull it out?
Yeah, sure.
So I'm a little
my first question is,
John, this will be news for you.
All right.
Okay. All right. How much does our brain weigh?
I would
8 pounds.
Lower.
4.
Two. Oh, no, wait a minute. No.
Well, get this.
Wait. Todd?
What?
Jerry Maguire.
What about it?
Jerry, do you know that the human brain weighs 8 pounds? Remember? The little kid.
Don gets all his
you don't remember
facts
that?
From TV.
Look it up, Jerry Maguire.
I do see it, yes.
Play the quote, please. Play the quote.
Let me Let's see if I can get it.
Play the quote. It's clean.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Good, you're
we'll
paying
see you the bless you, Jerry.
Okay, Avery will meet you at the B gate at 4:15. Don't be late.
Jerry, do you know the human head weighs 8 pounds?
There you
the
go.
Head.
Oh, my.
Oh, the
I
head.
Might be
okay,
debunked
right.
here.
You're
then.
Right.
Oh,
head.
Dear.
I can tell. Okay.
The Jerry, reason, do you know that the human
head, yeah. not the brain, but right. I want to, let me, I guess, had a
so
flashback
guess,
to
Jim?
A story. No. When I was a little kid, I was laying on the floor and my head was on a scale and I was holding a mirror up.
Oh my God.
And my mom said, "What are you doing?" And I just wanted to see how much my head weighed. That's a true story. We'll go back to the brain.
Well, you know,
but your head is not your brain. It's just a very small.
Wow.
I did. I was on the scale, John, laying on the, on there and put my head on there.
How much did it weigh?
I don't know. Probably 8 pounds.
So,
I don't remember that.
You could fit the whole thing on there.
After hearing the story, I kind of think Jim should go in and have it checked.
Absolutely.
She wants to get to the 2 pounds of my head, the brain.
So it does actually weigh 2 to 3 pounds.
Oh,
so,
is that the size of a normal, a real brain?
Yeah, so go ahead. You can pass the brain around for you. 2 to 3 pounds on average. And it's not how much your brain weighs. It's how strong it is.
Okay.
So you can use it and exercise it like any muscle in your body.
All right.
So you use it or you lose it is right the same.
How much?
Make it stronger.
What kind of things? What kind of things do you do to make your brain stronger?
Yeah, so it's
and
called
can you bring
cognitive
it back?
Stimulation.
Right.
Yeah. And that's going to be anything from what you're doing here right now. You're socializing. You're laughing.
Okay.
You're learning new things. You just Googled Jerry Maguire, right? So you're cognitively stimulating your brain. That's called neuroplasticity.
I like that.
Yeah.
Are we stimulating people's brains who are listening, do you think? Maybe.
No. Yeah, I think so. Absolutely, right? Certainly, we're making them think.
Certainly mine, though, right?
Yeah,
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 absolutely.
Working in here. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
We're doing like a great thing physically for people.
Yes. So for you listeners, you can thank us for your neuroplasticity.
Absolutely. How about a little something for the effort, people? Thank you, Todd.
All right, Todd. Yeah.
No, but other things would be gardening, socializing, more than brain games, more than Sudoku. You're going to be doing learning a new language, playing the guitar, anything that is new, because your brain actually is very automatic and it gets lazy. And we don't want it to be lazy because you have on average 70,000 thoughts per day. That's a lot of thoughts.
Let me ask you this, though. Let's say you are doing these things and you're keeping it, you know, fine-tuned or whatever. Does that help prevent things like the, you know, dementias and the different thing or even depression? I know some people, you know, I know some older people, they very quietly suffer from depression and you wouldn't think it. You know what I mean? It's like, well, you're retired, everything is good, but they really do. I mean, what are some of these things that could help prevent?
Absolutely. So,
and I'm not saying it's going to prevent dementia, no. But you know what I mean?
But think about when we were isolated during the COVID times. That was difficult. We couldn't go to our favorite restaurants. We couldn't see the people that we loved. So that was a very good example of what it is to be isolated. So socialization is so important. And communities and people that decrease their risk for dementia are socializing. They are getting out. They are stimulating their brain. So you got to think about that.
Jim, any comments? You look like you're in deep thought.
I was thinking of the blue zones where the people, and that's been studied by the Butners, which are, they've been in Green Bay a number of times, just an awesome family that really spent their, I don't know, a lot of money, but just traveling all over the world, finding the healthiest people. And one of the things you just mentioned was they're learning new things, learning to play an instrument when they're like 90, which I think is like really cool.
Yeah.
Languages for sure. And then that socializing, you need to socialize every day with, a group, be a card group or just, you know.
And they're physically moving.
Oh, totally. There's a lot of that, too.
Move, which is so important. So that's what we do at the Brain Center is we talk about those six pillars of brain health. We want to reduce injury. We want to talk about healthy sleep. You need sleep. That decreases your risk of Alzheimer's if you actually have good sleep. Hit your deep sleep pattern. We talk about, like I said, nutrition, cognitive stimulation, stress. That impacts your brain health as well. So the Blue Zones is such a great example because they incorporate those six pillars of brain health.
Cool. What is, I don't understand the Blue Zone. What is the Blue Zone?
That's a zone, like an area, a piece of geography where the healthiest people, they say they live the longest, and living the longest isn't really the game. It's living healthiest the longest. And these people, you know, obviously it's in Northern California, but the rest of it, I think that's the only really true Blue Zone in the United States.
Correct.
The rest of it's all pretty much Japan and they eat, you know, they eat well, but they just live a really simple, it's kind of simple. There's just not, it doesn't seem like there's a lot of tech.
Why Northern California?
Well, you know.
Yeah. Same thing. Cause it's a community and, they're actually, it's, I believe more of like a retirement type of community.
Okay.
So they have those activities, they have the physical exercise, they're eating healthy. If you can get anything in your body, it's going to be those omega-3s, those healthy fish.
Yeah.
So that's why
fish oil.
All right.
It's still in my car, but I bought a big thing of fish oil.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
He's don't really
put it on his
suntan. So I would say just always talk with your doctor. That's always our go-to, right?
Okay.
But any kind of omega-3 that you can get is that healthy ketone, that healthy fat that I talked about.
Is that like salmon?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So
any kind of fish.
Cheap salmon patties. He gets his salmon at dollar store. Is that a good idea?
It's salmon. Salmon's the same as What's wrong with that?
Well, read the ingredients. If you can't read the ingredients and it's seven letters long, X's and O's, then what's in it? What are you actually eating?
It's the same salmon that you're eating at, you know, it is. All right. Whatever.
Read the ingredients.
All right.
If there's salt or sugar added, then you might want to look at
something. No, I had that myself.
But to exercise the brain, like, you know, we're told by our personal trainers to exercise our body, but the brain is, it needs work. I need to check the box on sleep because I don't do that. Like I've been up 2:30. I watched that. I shouldn't get up at 2. But anyway, here I am. I'm happy to be here. But what about the six pillars? Tell me, you know, what are they?
Yeah. So what we do is we talk about cognitive stimulation. So that's more than brain games, more than Sudoku. Our coaches will meet one-on-one with people. They'll talk about, are they getting enough sleep? And the biggest thing
What if you can't sleep? Because I'm like you, Jim. I was wired until probably 2:30 or 3 this morning. Could not sleep, tossing and turning.
I got up then.
And then when I do fall asleep, I have these crazy dreams. Yeah, and they wake me up, and I wake up sweating and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, yes. We're under, I got the same deal. I don't know if it's our age or if it's our age.
And I try to go to bed. I went to bed at 10:30, you know, good times.
Yeah. Sleep gets worse as we age.
Aha, so it's not our fault.
Mm-mm. What can you do? You get up multiple times.
So I've even tried sleep gummies.
Yeah.
Have you tried those?
I have not.
Okay. Got them from CVS over here. So okay. It's not illegal or anything. They don't get you stoned to, you know.
Some of them, though, you bring in from Michigan.
No, I don't.
Those ones you gave me, you did.
Those were a gift from somebody.
Okay. I didn't like that. Okay, whatever.
But they, so would you recommend them or no?
Well, I'm on the air, so I'm
but here's the deal, though.
Here's the thing. For your sleep, you don't want to get so if you're sedated, that's gonna actually help you get to sleep, but it's gonna be a disruptive sleep.
Okay. And that happens to you, John.
You're exactly right.
Your brain starts racing.
That's all night last night, that's exactly what it was. Just racing.
You pass out, but then you don't.
No, I don't, because I don't even drink anymore.
Well, and that's good, too, because alcohol does impact your deep sleep, and that's what you want.
Yes.
Is that deep sleep.
Yes. How can you get that?
Definitely.
Because, like what Todd said, too, as far as, like, my doctor tried Advil PM, told me Advil PM, but again, crazy dreams, and I wake up sweating. So what I was going to do is do what Jim does and take Ambien.
No, I don't do that anymore.
Well, you did, though.
I did a lot. Yeah.
So what we would look at is how's your exercise, your movement during the day? Okay. How are you eating?
Good.
The salmon from the dollar store?
That's all I eat.
And your cognitive stimulation. So it's actually looking at your lifestyle, too. But just know that, sleep does get harder as we age. Hormones or waking up to go to the bathroom, that kind of thing.
We got another break.
With the flowers.
And my head. That was in the poppy field, wasn't it?
Cornfield.
We sent it to a break, Todd?
You bet.
Okay, Lorena Tipping. What we want to talk, this is fascinating stuff. We could have you on here all day.
I know, I could talk for 45 minutes. I know. Right. This is great.
If we'd let you talk, yes.
But what I want to talk about is because, you know, it has been a big thing, and I'm not talking for either politician or whatever, but they talk about these cognitive tests, and nobody really knows what they are. Could you talk a little bit about that when we come back?
We'll
come back. Break, but when we come back, I'd like to talk about that. Back after this.
And then I'd sit and think some more. I would not be just a nubbin. I could think of things I never thought before. And then I'd sit and think some more. I would not be just a nubbin. My head all full of stuffin'.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the mayor here. And a good look at Wednesday morning. Segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors in Wisconsin. Pay as low as $18 per window, $81 per patio door for the entire month. Pella completes the installation with no mess and no hassle, leaves nothing behind but perfect results. Again, get as low as $18 per window, $81 per door per month at Pella Windows and Doors in Wisconsin. This will end on the 31st. Visit PellaWI.com. We have a very, very special guest here, Lorena Tipping from the Brain Center of Green Bay. Cognitive stimulation, all these things are really fascinating.
We talk about so much, even on this show, but just the money that we spend on physical health, right? Mm-hmm. On exercise equipment, you know, I forgot what the number is. I was looking that up one time, and vitamins. But you're here talking about the muscle of the brain.
Yeah, absolutely.
This 2-3 pound muscle.
We forget about it because you can't really see it, right?
And we don't talk about it.
We don't talk about it.
Because you start
enough.
Talking about the brain, you've got issues.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yet we talk about, you know, exercise, and you got to do this, you got to do that, this piece of equipment, that piece of equipment. So there's 6 pillars to exercising your brain that you promote for people.
Yeah, your lifestyle.
Your lifestyle. Absolutely. Different ages? Is there
all ages? We do prevention. We work with people that are starting to have memory loss too. So if we're a resource center, so if someone comes in, they've just been diagnosed, let's say even Parkinson's or dementia, Alzheimer's, come in and we can help you out and say, okay, well, let's look at all of this to strengthen that brain. You can't necessarily slow down these diseases. or I'm sorry, stop the diseases, but you can slow them down, right. Make the progression less. So you had asked before the break, you know, where, what can I do? How can I test my memory? Well, there are memory screens that you can get done every 6 months or so. So our local aging and disability resource center will do those for you.
Really?
Yeah. And they'll fax
that to your
doctor.
I love those people. They're great. Those people are awesome. Yeah. Oh, cool.
In terms of the, I think everyone's afraid of like losing their mind. You know what I mean? Like I'd be healthy and this will be the test to say you're keeping pace, or is there a certain place you should be when you're 60, 70, 80? Do you have like a standard?
So definitely rely on your loved ones, right? They're going to notice some of the differences more than you, but it's things that you used to do all the time that is getting more difficult. And it's when we lose that reasoning. So for instance, we all lose our car in the parking lot, right?
Yeah.
Right. Well, I don't mean to laugh. I don't know.
Every single time I have been with him, every single time,
what?
Johnny, I don't know where I put my damn car. I think it was over here. Every single time.
It's not every single time. I don't
in Madison at the WBA thing. Where did I put it?
That's not important to me. Where did I put this thing?
What
was important to me was going to the awards banquet. Where I parked my car was insignificant.
Well, and here's the thing. If you have the cognition to find your car because you might have a clicker, you will retrace your steps. That's where you know it's not an issue or a problem.
All right.
Or if you do like a recipe, like you've done it your entire life, and then all of a sudden you're forgetting this major ingredient, then that might be a problem. Or you used to handle your finances and now you're like, oh shoot, you know, I'm missing stuff. So it's the normal aging versus, you know, when there starts to become a problem.
Right. So you can contact the aging resources department here.
Yeah.
And ask them to take a memory or a cognitive...
A memory screen.
A memory screen. I would love to do that.
Is there a cost to that?
There is not a cost. Nope.
Do you have to go there, obviously?
Yes. It's some physicians will also do it too, but the easiest place is go down to the ADRC and just say, hey, I want a memory screen. Most of the staff are trained to do that. And then they'll give you your results. And then you can say, hey, this is where I'm at today. Maybe 6 months later, do it again.
Oh, they do it again. Got it.
Yep.
I want to do that.
I want to ask a question. Do some people who think they might be having issues, do you ever deal with people who may be a little shameful about it or embarrassed
by
it?
Absolutely, denial.
Yeah.
For sure.
And is it because they're afraid to find out that there's issues, or is it because, you know, again, they feel shame for it?
Yeah, shame, guilt, necessarily they might not even know they have it.
Yeah.
So that's the problem. We talked about depression and isolation. People that are starting to, like, lose their word placement because this is happening with the disease to their brain, they think, you know what, I'm going to start isolating more because I'm embarrassed. I'm not going to be able to have a conversation anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So then they start staying home, and then that's even worse.
That's where that depression starts then. Yeah,
absolutely.
Wow. This is fascinating stuff. It really and truly is. One thing I want to talk about a little bit, though, is I know so many people that have suffered traumatic brain injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Do those go away after a while? Can your brain, you know, you sprain your ankle and you can't walk for 2 weeks and then it's sore for a month, and then all of a sudden a year later it's like, oh, I forgot about that. Can your brain heal itself from injury?
Absolutely. So I have an analogy I could share if you'd like. I love this one. I always tell people this. Let's say we're looking at a roadway in California, earthquake. Everything rumbles and shakes. That would be equivalent to a traumatic brain injury, concussion.
Right.
Right. So, but you can rehab from that. You might have some swelling and that kind of thing, but multiple hits to the head obviously is not good. So protect that. So then my second part of this analogy is you're in a, let's say the road floods. That would be equivalent to a stroke. So everything's washed away. Depending on the severity of the stroke, you can rehab. You learn to talk again. You learn to walk. So that's neuroplasticity. Now, with some of these dementias, Alzheimer's, what's happening is it's a slow corrosion like our Wisconsin roadway. We have construction that we fill those potholes in. So it's a slow process with aging and some of these diseases. So let's fill those potholes with cognitive stimulation, exercise, movement, and, you know, lessen the injury and all of that. So
when people stop at your place, they may bring their parent or they may stop in on
anyone,
their own.
Absolutely.
I mean, and it's an assessment.
Yes. So absolutely. And it's so informal. We're a free resource center. We don't charge for our services. People come in and it's just a conversation.
Right.
And our coaches are retired medical, social workers, RNs, and they just really know their stuff. We even have a lady that talks with individuals with traumatic brain injuries, you know, because there's a lot of things that go along with that.
And I bet sometimes it's nothing. You know, sometimes people just worry.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of worriers in this world, and they come in and you probably put them at ease, which could be a big
absolutely.
Step.
Absolutely. Yeah, we give the time that people need, especially if they've just been given a diagnosis.
Well, everybody wonders, because I'll be honest with you. I've had a couple of times where I'm talking about guys from my books that I've written. It's like that one day where it's like, I can't remember his name. Yeah. And it's like, am I slipping? I could not remember his name.
Names are common to forget, actually.
Are they?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I think there's a stat on there. You could probably Google it, but I think it's like a high percentage of we forget names as we age.
Okay. So give us all your contact information, because I know there's a lot of people listening who are thinking to themselves, you know, I know somebody.
Right. Yeah,
I should
absolutely.
Encourage you to come there.
Go to our website. It's amazing. You can see our coaches. So it's braincentergb.org. And then we're located in the CP building off of Webster Avenue and 172. We are by appointment only because we're really busy. We're usually out and about. So you can schedule online or just give us a call as well.
And it's free.
How are you funded, though? I mean, do you have charity?
Donations, grants. That's really
Let
kind
us
of
know
how
when
we
you
started.
Have an outing, because, I mean, we, you know,
love
all
to
these,
promote it.
Right. All these 10Ks, 5Ks for physical, but we need to exercise the brain, and we'd like to help you with that because that's a really important thing. We need to talk about it like we are now. I mean, I don't think people are super comfortable sometimes talking about the brain, but I think we need to do more and more of that. And thank you for coming in and sharing
this.
This is awesome. Love to have you back. Be honest with us. In the 20 minutes, here, who do you think cognitively would do better on a test?
Oh, you both are doing so great. So
come on.
No.
Come on. Split the hair.
I mean, you're socializing, you're laughing,
right.
so this is great.
We both gave her 20 bucks.
We're taking that test.
I'll take 40
Thank you
bucks,
so very much. Really great stuff what you're doing.
All right. Thank you.
Back with Ben Indiana Malcor right after this.
The Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Wednesday morning. Lorena Tipping was here from the Brain Society. She was just fantastic.
Was it
good stuff?
We have work to do.
I still want to take one of those tests, though.
We could go to the ADRC and take a
memory test.
I wrote it down. I forgot what she said.
I want to do
that's
that.
A memory test.
Yes.
You know? Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I'd fail.
Well, we heard you throw it out there.
What's that?
We heard you ask how you guys did.
Wouldn't
that was bold.
Fun?
Yeah, that was bold.
Yeah. But we're bold guys.
I don't think. Yeah.
And she's not honest. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, man.
Just kidding.
Ben Indiana Malcor here. Right. Here, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah, I'm a little punchy today.
Yeah.
Wow.
Watch out.
Well, you guys have had a crazy few weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we
pretty
have.
Nuts.
I mean, Alaska and Portland and everything. Yeah. And
Portland was not fun. Just
I know.
Was
when
not
you drop a kid off at school.
Well, when you drop a kid off. Portland's an awesome city. I mean, they got it going on there.
They really do.
They
I mean,
do.
I didn't
They've
see much of it.
Mayor, I know her, and they've and they're attracting, like your son, some pretty young talent that's, you know, well educated, kind of like Nashville, right?
Yep.
Right.
I'm surprised the weather was so hot because we talked. You know, the country is very hot, Nashville, especially the south. And
talked to my brother the other day, 112.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. But he said, he's in Tucson. He said, I'm just glad I'm not in Phoenix. It's 115.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was 105.
And he says it's going to be that way for the next 11 days.
Yeah.
Oh. Usually that Pacific Northwest is usually a little bit cooler.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
a little bit more
that's
mild.
Abnormal, because I think that's going to be attractive for people to say, look, I want to work in, you know, whatever, for a big company, AT&T. I think I'm going to go work in Seattle versus, you know, Atlanta.
Yeah.
Or Las Vegas.
Right. It's so hot. And out there, it's usually a little bit cooler. 105. That's
pretty
hot.
Crazy.
That's pretty hot.
And moving into an old historic apartment with no air conditioning. So.
No.
Luckily, I left on Monday.
And this guy with a bad back. So he wouldn't
care. No, he wasn't out there. Yeah, he wasn't out there.
He didn't go.
You know, he would never have made that drive. I mean, even the two moms, we drove out with the kids. Alex and I pulled a U-Haul trailer behind. And I mean, when we would get out at the end of the night, I felt like I was 80. Like I could barely stand up.
Yeah.
And we drove for 4 days from, you know, like 9 in the morning to 9 at night, but you're going through, you know, mountains and whatnot.
That so, I mean, takes there was it time, out of you.
Yeah,
like
it was like
crazy.
40 miles an hour with that trailer.
I agree.
Yeah, it was crazy.
But yeah, that's a great, you'll have fun visiting them. It won't be that hot out there. I just think that whole thing, Seattle, Washington, Seattle.
It's beautiful.
It's just, I Portland, love that whole area.
Have you ever watched the show Portlandia? The show Portlandia?
No.
With Fred Armisen?
I've never heard of it.
Oh, my God.
No. Really?
It is hilarious.
Oh, is it comedy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Absolutely hilarious.
We'll have to send you some clips.
By the way, we're talking to some relatives the other day, and they live over in like Portage. They said their favorite part, they listen every day, their favorite part of the show is you guys.
Oh my gosh.
That's true super story. Sweet. Wow.
Yeah.
True story.
Yeah. So you guys still got that's celebrityism.
That's the only time during the week where they learn something.
Yeah, that's true. That's a very good point. So what is going around in the world of real estate these days?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Of course, the one day we didn't really plan on anything to talk about. We were just saying, does it really matter? Let's just go have fun.
Yeah.
Let's just go have fun. Not that it doesn't matter for real estate, but we always seem to get off topic.
Yeah.
Ben did run into Andy Bastin.
I ran into Andy Bastin yesterday, asked him how it went, and he's like, it went great. He really enjoyed the time here.
Great time.
Yeah.
So we've got a home listing, hopefully today or tomorrow, depending on when the pictures get done, in De Pere.
Oh.
It's great. It's right in the West De Pere School District.
Okay.
Over by, what's that grade school over there?
Hemlock.
Yeah, Hemlock. Okay. Beautiful home. 6 bedrooms, could be 7 if you needed.
Yeah, 4
bathrooms. It's got basically kind of a living room or family room on every floor. There's
saltwater pool.
The garage is, I think the garage is like 1,300 square feet, which I think is bigger than our first home.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. With a dog wash heated. Beautiful. So that's
Does Milton have a dog wash?
not built in.
And I this know he is has tile. Jacuzzi. A wow. tile dog wash.
Wow.
It's really nice. So that's going to be listing. So we've been really busy with that. We did a little bit of staging, helping the owners get ready for the photos yesterday. And so we did the Matterport, which is kind of that 360 tour.
Oh, yeah. I remember when that first started.
Yeah.
Awesome. They're so fun.
Have you ever seen that, Jim?
They
set up this camera system basically in a room. Then everybody leaves the room.
Yeah.
And it goes around and shoots everything in the room.
And it measures everything, too, which is really nice. Floor plans. It's great. And the nice thing is that it's in a home that big because you have to kind of get out of the way, out of the view. For me, it's really nice because I can sit right below the tripod because I'm a little shorter. In those big rooms, I just kind of go down below and you can't see me. So every once in a while, I've seen like a toe stick out, like my shoe toe.
we've done it when I used to be doing, and I was as part of that. Inevitably, there would be one where there'd be an agent or somebody that lived in the home just standing, like almost eerily standing over in this corner thinking they're not going to be on.
Well, what's really kind of funny is, you know, with cats, everybody, you know, if they have a cat, they always say, you know, they don't like people. They'll never come out. When that Matterport camera comes out, they always come out.
Really? Like fascinated by it, watching it work?
Because you can hear it. You can see it. So they want to know. So every once in a while, we'll have these little, they're like, they almost look like ghost streaks, but it's like the cat getting out of the room.
Yeah, you know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
What about the one in Door County you guys were talking about listing?
That one's listed. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's in. It's actually surrounded on three sides by Newport Park, up in Ellison Bay.
So nobody's gonna be building.
Nobody's gonna be building around there. Dark sky, Swedish barn on the property. I mean, absolutely majestic.
Is it on the market now?
It is. It's $2.5 million because it's kind of one of a kind. There's a coach house that's already done, built over a 3-stall garage.
I would love to live in a coach house.
Yeah.
Right?
I would love that.
Yeah.
I just think it would be so cool.
This one's beautiful.
Really?
It's got live edge wood along the wall.
Wow.
It's gorgeous. And they have enough supplies to do that live edge throughout the whole barn because the barn is not finished. Some of it's been done. But you could do anything with that space. You can make it a single family home, a retreat, whatever.
When someone wants to see that, I mean, that's got to be by appointment, right?
Yeah.
In the old days, we would just kill time by looking at houses. Remember that? Did you ever do that?
Yeah.
It's like, nothing to do. Let's just go look at houses.
Absolutely.
No intention to buying. But, I mean, the work that you put into that, and, you know, need what? How do you word that? Qualified buyers only, or how do you know that they're qualified?
Yeah, well, they need to be pre-approved, or you know, or probably have enough cash on hand.
Some
for
sort
this.
Of proof of
yeah.
funds. Right.
It is amazing to me when you get over kind of that $1 million mark. You don't see as many mortgage loans. You see more, cash buyers at that price point. Yeah. If you can afford it. Yeah.
Do you allow potential buyers without a buyer's agent to look at your house?
If we're there.
If you're okay, that's what I was going to say. Only if you're there. Yeah. You have to show it then, basically.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, and we.
Because some people have been burnt along those lines, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. Always. So, yeah. But
I mean, the other thing, just by way of pre-qualification, I mean, Google is phenomenal. You know, I mean, you get the name of somebody and you just punch it into your computer, do a search on them, and, you know, 9 times out of 10, you can probably get a pretty good gauge on whether or not they're qualified to buy.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, the agents know each other.
Right.
So you build that trust with each other as well. And, you know, Ben's on both the Northeast Wisconsin Board, which is down here, and the Door County Board of Realtors. Mm-hmm. So he knows a lot of them. So, you know, you reach out to the agents and make sure that their customers are qualified or their clients are qualified.
You know, did things settle down with that whole buyer's agency? Did you guys get that all resolved? I think Wisconsin was in the spotlight for a little while, but everything's resolved. I know you're on the board, and I mean, the integrity that you have is stellar.
Oh,
but I mean,
well, thank you.
Well, some realtors, though, there was a little bit of, if you had a buyer's agency, and then they were, who was really paying the commission? Did you really tell them you were paying the commission? And that kind of stuff. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I'm glad that's resolved. Is it?
Well, it's sort of. I mean, that's all kind of up and coming. So that all starts in August. It's gotten pushed back a couple times.
Oh, all right.
And we definitely will have to have a show or two. Just kind of, there's a lot out there that's incorrect.
A lot of misconceptions.
The news
confusing.
Goes.
I mean, yeah, we're both confusing. In the business. Yeah. I'm confused by the whole thing.
Yeah. So we'll definitely, once we get a little closer, have a couple of these shows, you know. Really.
Awesome.
And I think we need to talk about that because it is to the benefit of the consumer. I mean, maybe we'll talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Read and
there's a lot of pieces to it.
There are.
Yeah.
There are.
Yeah.
With everything in life, transparency is key.
It is.
It really
is.
Yeah. And you know what? And consumers on all sides are really do that. They really need, you know, agents need to be transparent on what they're doing. And though I think we've always tried, you never know. You don't know what you don't know. And so with a client coming in, if they don't know what certain terms mean, it does get a little confusing. So hopefully this kind of, you know, helps everybody.
However, with that said, the reason I would do business with you is we kind of don't want to know all that. Like, we trust you.
Yeah. I mean,
like,
you have to find somebody that you trust. You're right.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just, we trust you that you are going to steer us right. And your company does that, but there are some that didn't. And I think, you know, sometimes make your own problems. So I didn't know that was pushed off till August, but then there's going to be a little bit more disclosure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I think that's healthy for the consumers. And like I said, you guys are great.
It is. And you know what? In Wisconsin, we're really lucky here. So with the Wisconsin Realtors Association, they are one of the strongest around. They have provided us forms to use, you know, across the state as, you know, realtors here. And I'm sure you guys used them as well.
Right, the disclosure things.
Yeah, well, and just even our contracts, everything.
Oh, yeah, right.
Everything is so well worded that we're really lucky in the state of Wisconsin that they're really taking care of a lot of the extra verbiage that we're going to need. They really have us covered and making sure that everything is transparent all the way through.
That's why we pay so much dues.
That's right. That's right.
I got to ask you guys, though, how do you, because I mean, big listings are just like, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, when you get, how do you guys get these kind of, I know some of your other agents and I see what they're like, it's like, how do you guys do this? How do you get, because for me when I was in it, it was just like a buddy might call and say, hey, Mino, are you in real estate? I'm like, hey, I'm looking to sell my house.
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean? But how do you guys get these kind of properties?
It's word of mouth primarily. Okay. I mean, these are clients that we've helped in the past. I mean, in particular in Door County, especially for me, you know, it's referrals. It's high end clientele that, you know, we've taken care of. They've had a really good experience with us. We've done everything that we said we were going to do, and they just refer us to their, you know, their friends and family, and those birds all tend to, you know, fly in the same circles, so to speak.
Well, there's that when you're dealing with something like that and you're talking about a couple million dollar type, you know, entity,
yeah,
you got to trust him. There can't be any, you know, dark spots here. Well, I think they're going to do okay. Yeah. I mean, they have to have total confidence in you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And you have to be willing to put in some extra work on those.
Absolutely.
I mean, because there is a lot of extra things that you need to do and helping get those properties ready. And all the way through it takes a lot more. You're advertising not just to the state of Wisconsin or our area. We're going cross country, with this. And that's one nice thing with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services as well, is they've got a great luxury network. So you can just, throw it out there. Here's what we've got. And it gets passed around to everybody who's luxury certified within our big corporate brokerage.
Yeah.
So Bay Area Realty is part of the Berkshire. I know this, but yep. I went for the listeners, but that opens up a network all across the country and probably
globally.
Some international stuff too.
Yep, globally.
So
if
someone is hearing about this,
I had
Door
a guy,
County, which is the Hamptons of the Midwest.
I had a guy, he came to Two Rivers to work for the ammo company, ammo.com, I think. They make ammunition, and they just started. It was a big company that started up there.
A little controversial, but yes.
Yeah.
Well, I tried getting a job there. But he was their point man, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
And found him a house, and it was tough. We put in bids on, offers on probably 6 houses.
Yeah.
And just gone.
Yeah.
And one listed, and he was in Arizona. He says, John, I looked at the pictures. I want it.
Yeah.
I said, well, when can you be here? He goes, no, put in an offer right now.
Yeah.
Let's do it. But anyway, we did it, and he goes, well, now I got to really sell my house in Arizona. I got to find a realtor. And as with Berkshire, they got an agent down in Phoenix. Bing, bing, bing.
Nice.
Done.
Yep.
Yeah. One phone call, and he didn't have to worry about another thing.
Yeah. It's so nice because then, we do that a lot, too, where we work with clients, and then they're moving out of the area, so we find them an agent in their area because we can really talk to the brokerages out there, find out who specializes and what they're looking for, and get them connected.
Got a text here. We were closing on our first house, and I was reading the contract. I had a word. I asked what it meant, and no one knew. I asked if I could cross it out. That was a big no. We got to set up a quick break. Ben and Deanna Malcor, Bay Area Realty, are here. We'll be back with more right after this.
Father wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
Hey, welcome back. My name is the Mayor here on a good-looking Wednesday morning on 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app, 68 degrees in Green Bay, 70 in Hampton, 72 in Oshkosh. And we're with Ben and Deanna Malcor, Bay Area Realty for Berkshire Hathaway, located right here on the corner of Walnut and Broadway.
Is this a great time to have real estate? It's nice outside. People like to walk. They like to get out. Are there open houses like there used to be?
They kind of went away for a while.
They really did.
I mean, with COVID, we did a few during COVID.
It was crazy during COVID.
It was a little bit different where, we had to have multiple agents and one would stay outside and let one family through, at a time. Mm. So they were done a little differently, but we did do them. But then the market got so crazy. I mean, you didn't even need an open house. By the time you had you were just canceling them if you scheduled them, So you're starting to see those come back. The market has kind of, balanced out a little bit. So you're starting to see open houses again. And I love open houses. It's a great time for buyers who are toying with the idea of moving, haven't made that step yet to get connected with an agent.
But for a young agent, they're phenomenal because you make contacts
with
people who are at least interested in real estate.
Yeah.
It's like they say in the old thing in being a used car salesman. If that guy walks on the lot, you stick with that guy
because
he made the effort to come to that lot.
Well, definitely. And not only that, I think last year we sold 3 of our homes because of the open houses.
Yeah, so people just walked in.
The agents that we had working the open houses for us wrote on it from somebody who had come in. So we got some great offers from them for our sellers. So there's benefits on both sides. It's not just to, rack up some clients for the agent that's working there.
And I think people need to take a comfort level that it's not crazy anymore.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
an open house, you can still, look, we're not going to buy today. Yeah. Although, as I said to my wife, yep. if we start looking, we're going to buy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is, I think you got to make that decision internally.
But it kind of gives you an idea of what you get
Absolutely.
For your money, too.
Absolutely. It does. Yeah. You can do your research and... Yeah, I think like we talked about, you know, being pre-qualified and then finding a good realtor like you guys.
Yeah.
And then you can really start the process. And it may take 6 months, a year.
It is.
Know?
And you know what? You get very savvy on what a home is worth. So, you know, buyers, you know, obviously first thing they want to do, and I know we've talked about this, is they want to go, you need to meet with a mortgage lender and see what you're qualified for. And it gives you your budget. Now we can start looking at homes, and a $300,000 home can be very different depending on where you're looking or how it's priced. Sometimes they're not priced, you know, exactly where they should be, but $300,000, you know, in the city of De Pere might be really different than $300,000 in the city of Green Bay.
Right.
So,
For sure.
It's nice to get a few of them under your belt. So you know what you're getting and making sure that you're getting
You almost develop a sixth sense when you walk into somebody's house.
Yeah.
Or the
you
neighborhood
do.
And all those different things.
Right, that's the school district.
Okay, I got to ask you something because somebody's asking me about this. The difference between an assessment and an appraisal.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, assessment is done by the local municipality. So they're
for taxes.
For tax purposes. So they're doing a determination on value and taxing you accordingly. With an appraiser is determining the actual value based upon current sold homes within that area.
And it can be kind of subjective, can't it?
Oh, for sure.
Appraisals.
To a degree. I mean, I have had appraisals come in low sometimes, and there were about a handful of situations where there was such disagreement as to the value, even between the buyer and the seller, where they were both said, you know, this is way too low, and a new appraisal was ordered.
That's what I mean. Because I was dealing with one. I hated dealing with mortgage companies from outside of town.
Yeah.
And this was, I think it was Wells Fargo or something like that out of California.
Sure.
And it got a real low appraisal. And I'm like, well, no, but all these other ones. So they said, well, send me like five comps from like the neighborhood.
Right.
But whereas if you had somebody local, and not to put down some other company, but I'm just saying that makes your job harder to have to persuade them that it's worth more.
You know, there are some really good appraisers will reach out. You know, if they can't really justify the sold or the price, they'll reach out and ask, you know, were there competing offers? What were they?
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah. What comps did you pull?
But if you had a seller, it was yours, and they said, well, we're still talking about what price range. Would you recommend they go by the closer to the assessment price or what they might get for an appraisal?
Appraisal.
Appraisal, and which is really going to work out to what we're probably going to comp them anyway.
Yeah.
And that we keep that in front of mind when we're running our comps for your home. If you are in a price point where most people are going to have a mortgage, you have to keep that appraisal price that you think is going to come in mind. Because at the end of the day, the bank isn't going to loan any more than that appraisal comes in for.
Right. Well, and it could be a marketing tool too.
Yeah.
I mean, clients, sellers that we've had that have done their appraisals, we will advertise, hey, this is at appraised value, or this is just underneath appraised value. And yeah, I mean, it's enticing to buyers when they look at that, because they know that they're paying what they should.
What number is generally higher, assessment or appraisal?
Always assessment.
Appraisal.
I'm saying it wrong.
Okay. Always appraisal.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that. I mean, every once in a while you do, but I mean, I would say 98% is going to be the appraisal, but every once in a while the tax assessment is off.
Yeah.
But you can go in and you can get that corrected.
Ask for that to be remediated or whatever.
Sometimes they say yes, and sometimes they say no.
I know.
We had that when we did a reassessment.
You almost have to argue your case, right?
Oh my God! And people come in that's really kind of an independent board. I mean, obviously the appraiser is there, but then there's you appoint or the mayor appoints some other people who are, you know, like you guys, right? People who are knowledgeable in the industry. And you know, the guy comes in and pleads his case, and so much of it, it's like, well, he's got wood siding, I have vinyl. It's really not that. It's more comps.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, look, I know you say your house isn't worth that, but you know what? Something, same square foot just sold for the same price. So very seldom do they make the change. You can go there,
right.
But
They have a reasoning for that price, right?
They do, and it's usually a comp. It's not like, well, you can say, well, look, I got cheaper this, I got cheaper that. You know, everybody wants to sell their house, they got the best, the best, the best. And then when they go in for their reassessment, they got the worst, the worst, the worst, the worst. It leaks, it goes this way. But it really, you need to look at comps because the market where you live, we talked about neighborhoods, school districts, parks, and that.
All those amenities come into a big play.
Oh, they
look
do.
Look at Ledgeview. I mean, it's just a hot market.
Yeah.
But, you know, you bring up a great point about, you know, like brick or vinyl exteriors. You know, years ago, it used to be, you know, that there was such a huge value placed on brick. While it is great and it's way better, the value
is in the neighborhood. It's in the comps.
It's in the neighborhood. Yeah. It's in the comps.
Yeah.
One last quick question, marking down. Tell me one thing people don't waste your money on. Getting fixed or replacing or whatever, if you're thinking about selling your house, that you just won't get your money back from.
A bad realtor.
and you know what? We'll leave it at that.
Okay.
So we're going to go with
pick
you guys.
That one up next time.
All right.
Wonderful having you guys back. But boy, you sure bring in some great replacements when you guys leave.
Oh,
just
good.
Great.
Yeah,
just super. Had a lot of fun with them.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So Ben and Deanna Malcourt, you got to check it out if you're thinking about buying or selling, folks. Bay Area Realty. Berkshire Hathaway, located right on Walnut and Broadway. Jim, do you have something you want to say?
No, that's...
Okay.
I was going to say exactly what you did, John.
Oh.
Our brains are working.
We're cognitive today. Back after this.